got some life events coming up this summer. Have you?
I do.
Give me the status on the personal life.
Everything's going good. I'm getting ready for a wedding, July 12th. So it's kind of nice to be back here, get away from the planning a little bit. But it's definitely exciting. Gonna get back home this weekend and do some more planning for it. So we're almost finished, and it's a real exciting time for us. So
where is you gonna have it?
It's gonna be in Hawaii. Yeah, my family, my fiance is from Hawaii. A lot of my family's there too. So it should be a pretty big one. It should be fun.
Guys gonna be able to make the trip?
They're working on it. They're working on it. So we got a couple guys from here, from other teams, some friendships that I made along the way. So be a couple guys.
It?
What's that?
Would you like us to come out?
Yeah. Will they pay for it?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then we'll see you there.
What has this offseason been like for you? I mean, flying some planes?
Yeah. A little different. Obviously, with the wedding, a lot of time has gone to that. But definitely the Blue Angels experience was something that I've been wanting to do for a long time and had the opportunity to do it. So went up there for about 45 minutes, flew around, showed me what their daily life is like. It's neat to compare, you know, what it is to us being part of a team, the daily routine that they go through. So it's pretty cool and something I definitely will cherish for the rest of my life.
Anything about that comparison you can share further?
Yeah, I mean, just long days. You know, they wake up, crack of dawn, and they don't leave, you know, until it's dark out. So, I mean, their workouts, their practice, their meeting times, you know, everyone for them just sees a show site. And their shows on Saturdays and Sundays, and it's kind of what people, I guess, would see out of us on Sundays or Mondays, Thursdays, whatever it may be. But they don't see all the work that goes behind it. So the training camp that they have in wintertime and that we have in summertime, all this stuff, you know, definitely a daily routine. It's pretty neat.
You were a free agent. Were you glad that that kind of got taken care of right away and you wound up back here?
Absolutely. There's no place I wanted to be more than here. You know, going into, I guess you could say, my fourth year in this offense definitely helps. And then spring me into this offseason, helping the other guys, and kind of taking on a leadership role now, going into my fifth year. Sounds crazy just to say that, but it's definitely been a blessing. I'm looking forward to the offseason, working with everyone, the younger guys, and getting this thing going.
How much would you say you have changed since coming here?
Immensely, as far as learning, you know, so many veterans, guys that have played multiple years, just learning from them each and every day, seeing their work ethics, seeing the time they put in, you know, and definitely helping me to grow. And then, like I said, kind of take on that leadership role, show the younger guys how it's done. You know, it's not easy, you know, to play in this league, let alone here, just, you know, especially in our offense. It's not the easiest thing, but once you get it, it can be very valuable, you know, to this team and this offense. So just trying to get that to all the new guys coming in and trying to show them the way.
There's definitely been a handful of tight ends that have, you know, come through this program since you've been here. What do you think you've been able to do that has allowed you to stay?
You know, I guess different things. You know, the old adage is the more you can do. So whether it's on special teams or, you know, obviously on offense, being able to move around, play in line, off the line, move around into, you know, like an H-back, fullback role, I think that's definitely helped. So hopefully I can keep on doing that and have a spot on this team.
Michael, what does a commitment from the organization mean to you in terms of your ability to become a bigger leader, yeah, especially in the tight end room, like you said, and overall on the team?
I mean, it means the world to me, for them, you know, to have the trust in me and, you know, to come back, to re-sign me, to Mr. Kraft and to Coach Belichick. You know, it definitely means the world to me. So when I got that phone call that they wanted me back, really meant a lot, and just glad to be back.
And you mentioned leadership a couple times now, and mm-hmm, this being your fifth year going into the offense.
Yeah.
Just what is it, I guess, are they giving you more trust, more responsibilities, do you think, going into your fifth year?
It's not necessarily something, you know, they sit down and say, you know, do this or do more of that, or it's something that you just kind of grow into going into your fifth year or being a quote-unquote veteran guy around. So, you know, we've been with the rookies for a week now, and it's kind of funny to look back and remember where you were when you were a rookie and the struggles that they go through, you know, just the long days, the long meeting times. People don't realize that there's a lot of meeting time. You know, you're only on the field for a couple hours per se, but, you know, the day's long, so you got to do something with it. So you put a lot of meeting time in there, workouts, just training yourself to get on a schedule. you know, it was really the biggest thing in their first couple weeks. But obviously the playbook and spending a lot of time on your own is another. So you can only get so much meeting time at the stadium, but when you go home, it's on you.
Mike, you obviously play the phone. I just want to say the conversation that you have, you know, that Bill, when he gives you the call or whatnot, does he discuss with you, I guess, doing sort of the same role or anything changed there?
Not really specifics. I mean, it's more just, you know, we like what you've done, think you can help, things like that. And, you know, we had a nice long conversation, and, you know, the main thing is I'm back here. So, you know, I think that says the most about it.
You obviously have very good hands. You know, the touchdown catch you had in Miami, you've seen catches that you made in training camp. But in terms of being a quote-unquote pass catcher in the offense, that hasn't really existed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure that you're going to say, whatever they want me to do, I'll do.
Yeah.
But do you look at that as a role that you could fulfill if you had to be a guy who was catching 55 balls?
Who doesn't want to be that guy? You know, spent a lot of time this offseason looking at the quote-unquote best tight ends in the league, and you know, hopefully we can learn from that, myself and all the other guys. So anything you can put in that toolbox, you know, definitely looking to do. So I realize my role in the passing game hasn't been, you know, what Jimmy Graham and what Rob Gronkowski have done, but it's definitely something that I'm working on and hopefully can be a part of this season.
What aspect do you work on? Because, as I mentioned, your hands, do you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
You're like, I can catch pretty much anything.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a million things that go into running a route, you know, the right way, reading defenses, getting open the top of routes, this and that, releases. You know, there's so many things. So we'll take something each day and put it in that toolbox and hopefully get better at it.
How does Rob's availability towards the beginning of next year, this coming season, affect your mentality, if it does at all?
I still got to wake up every morning, come to work, and put on my hard hat and you know, get it done. So, you know, there's definitely a thought, but, you know, not much more than that. You know, I still got to wake up every morning and come to work and make my spot on the team.
Are you assuming that if he isn't ready, more will be placed on your table because you showed last year that you're capable of doing more?
Yeah, I kind of put that on myself. You know, you always want to be ready, you know, no matter the situation. And over the last couple of years, that's been the case. So, like I said, I'm preparing myself the way I do each and every day, each and every week. So, if that's the case, then I'll be ready.
What have been your early impressions of the two undrafted tight ends that you've been?
We've only had a week with them, so it's kind of hard to tell. No pads been put on or anything, so it's a lot of workout time with them. But they're working hard, and I'm excited about what I see so far.
Going through the offseason workouts, how important is it just collectively for you guys as a team to have the position coaches out there?
Oh, it's huge. You know, for us, especially having a new position coach in Dable, he's done a great job. A little different style than I'm used to, but very energetic, very in your face. He's going to get the best out of you. He's been around for a long time, coached a lot of great players, so we're all excited about having him.
Just to build off that, what did Coach Godsey sort of do to help you maximize some of your potential?
Gave me definitely a different perspective from him playing quarterback in college and then, you know, coaching us as tight ends. Definitely gave us a look through a different set of eyes of what the quarterbacks are seeing, so that progression that they go through each and every play definitely helped. So wishing the best luck and appreciate everything you did for us here.
And how much are you involved with Coach Googe just along the offensive line? Because that's a tight end. You know, you're intimately involved in the running game.
Yeah.
What are some of your thoughts on just sort of getting used to him as well?
Same way. You know, he's very interface too, very loud, but that's good. So I think he's going to get the best out of his players as well. We'll spend, you know, first couple parts of practice with them, working on you know, various things with them since we're in line a lot. So excited about it, and should be a good one.
No real change then from the guy that he was
replacing. No, exactly. Anybody else?
Hey, best of luck with
good.
Your wedding.
All right, thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, you guys take care of it.